Welcome to the Hypervisor Huddle. I'm Hannah Drake, site editor of SearchVMware.com, and joining me every week is Bridget Botello. Hi, Bridget.
So today we have John Gilmartin, Director of Product Marketing for VMware, with us. Thanks for joining us, John.
Thank you.
Could you give our listeners a brief summary of what you do for VMware or what your professional background is?
Sure. So, John Gilmartin, I'm the Director of Product Marketing for vSphere. So I have responsibility for our platform with regards to all outbound communication around messaging, go-to-market strategy, et cetera, again, around the platform.
Okay, great. So we have a couple questions for you. The first question that I have is, does VMware have any plans to make ESXi Free Edition more competitive with Hyper-VR2 now that it has the live migration feature?
First thing I should say is that, there's been a lot of products out there already with live migration long before Hyper-VR2 is coming onto the scene. If you look at Citrix Zen Server, that's been there. But the fact is people still buy VMware solutions because we offer the most complete and reliable solutions and, frankly, kind of deliver the most value. Live migration is technology that's been around for a long time. We first introduced that back in 2003. The market has really evolved a lot since that time, and our focus is really on bringing the customers more value around the entire data center. So with vSphere, really what we're delivering is a complete virtualization platform. So we're really focused on virtualizing servers, storage, and networks. So moving beyond just the simple idea of virtualizing a single server and running virtual machines on one server. So if you look at vSphere, 140 new features in vSphere across server, storage, and network, across availability, across security, across scalability and management. At the end of the day, our focus is on delivering more value into vSphere and helping customers solve more problems and a broader range of problems within their data center. So that's our key focus. At the same time, for more cost-sensitive customers, ESXi continues to be a very strong platform. It's OS independent. It has a lot of advanced capabilities to run many virtual machines on a single individual server. So we have a lot of confidence that ESXi is serving a very important need for a lot of people getting started with virtualization, but also feel that vSphere brings a lot to bear around moving beyond single server virtualization and helping companies virtualize their entire data center.
So, John, you said that, we know live migration has been around for a long time. You guys have had it for a while, as has Citrix. But the compelling thing about Hyper-VR2 is that they're going to be offering it for free. Does VMware have any plans to make their live migration offering free, in the future to compete with that?
Yes, actually, Citrix Zen Server has had free live migration on the market as well.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, a live migration is just one small piece of a much larger story. Really what we're focused on is looking beyond just solving a basic problem. We're looking at how do you solve bigger questions and bigger problems within the data center and help companies really solve this across their server, storage, and network. So it's about a lot more than just a single feature. Customers have been using things like live migration for a long time, but they're really looking for a lot more than that. Customers are asking for a very highly reliable system that's easy to manage and deploy. And really, at the end of the day, they're looking to lower their total operating costs, their total cost of ownership. And again, that's where we're really going to focus more than anything.
Yeah, and I mean, the cost piece is really important, which is why I mentioned the live migration being free. And, also Hyper-VR2 is going to come with Windows Server 2008 R2, which, Windows has a huge installed base. I know VMware is the market leader in virtualization right now, but I imagine that from a cost perspective, especially with this economy, people are going to give Hyper-V a second look. And is VMware prepared to deal with that?
So it's not surprising people would look at Hyper-V as it's part of that solution. But when you talk about it being free, that's really not really accurate, because at the end of the day, in order to manage Hyper-V, most people are going to want to buy or have to buy System Center, and there's a lot of additional costs in there. And so it's really kind of unusual for Microsoft to be so focused on a single license price in this instance. At the end of the day, it's really about total cost of ownership. And if you look at Microsoft and if they compete with Linux, they talk about total cost of ownership, because that's really what's important to customers, and it's kind of convenient that when it comes to virtualization, they decide to ignore that. So at the end of the day, our focus is really on total cost of ownership and providing more value. And if you look at it and the capabilities of vSphere in terms of reducing costs, in terms of running more virtual machines on a single physical server are getting higher consolidation ratios, we can pretty easily show that you can get a lower cost per application. You can get a lower cost infrastructure with vSphere than you can with a Microsoft solution. And at the end of the day, that's what customers care about. It's the total cost of the environment, not the cost of a single component. At the end of the day, it's one small piece, and customers are really demanding a lot more than that. And that's, those are the needs that we're trying to fulfill. And you know, as we talk to customers and what they need, you know, the truth is it's about things like availability. It's about the new capabilities around fault tolerance. It's around security we're addressing with VM Safe and vSphere Zones. It's around scalability and network management with our distributed switch. So there's just a lot more to it than just this single feature. And customers recognize that, and they're demanding more from vendors than just a single feature. And one of the things we did with vSphere is launch a couple of new packages called Essentials and Essentials Plus, really designed for small businesses. Again, as we talk to SMBs, they tell us that their real problems are around keeping their environment safe and secure. Because the worst thing that can happen to a small business is that their system goes down or gets compromised. So that's been our real focus as we brought out packaging specifically for the small business. You know, focus on things like high availability, backup with data recovery. These are the problems that they have, and these matter a lot more than anything else.
And I guess, I mean, you know, you mentioned the management piece. It looks like the R2 version of Hyper-V, you know, System Center is nothing to sneeze at, and it's a familiar, you know, has a familiar look and feel to Windows users. And one of the things that I think might, you know, help Microsoft in the virtualization space is that they're going to allow people to manage both VMware and Microsoft within the same space. Has VMware looked at all at allowing users to manage other virtualization solutions in their environment, you know, through your management console?
Yeah, on paper, having that multiple hypervisor support, it sounds attractive, but you know, there's a lot of real costs that come with it. There's a lot of complexity that adds. And frankly, the functionality that you can get out of using System Center to manage VMware's hypervisor is pretty minimal. So you're losing a lot of functionality by doing that. So our focus and where we're investing our research and development dollars is really on delivering new and best-in-class virtual management features and capabilities. So things like lifecycle management, disaster recovery, automating disaster recovery, thinking about things like how do we manage applications from the user perspective as opposed to looking at the CPU and the resources underneath. So really trying to think about management in a different way. And that's really where the focus of where we're investing. And, you know, multiple hypervisor support exists across lots of vendors out there. And so our focus is working with the other systems management vendors in the market, working with them to integrate through our programmatic interfaces. And then the customers will be able to use those tools that they're very familiar with already to manage across hypervisors if that's what they require.
So it seems like you guys are very focused on the management piece, and you know, server consolidation. You know, you seem to be able to offer higher consolidation ratios, but that doesn't seem to be much of the selling point for you guys anymore. Is that the case?
Well, you know, if you look at the customer journey, it's interesting. Customers, when they first sit down and look at virtualization, look at VMware, the first thing they think about is obviously cost savings. How can I reduce my number of physical servers? But it's usually about 6 months after that they realize that, wow, there's a lot here I can do around business continuity. And that becomes a huge insight, and they realize they can get better uptime, they can keep applications running better. And then it's not much longer after that they start realizing, wow, the flexibility I can get from this technology and this platform is really very different than anything else I've seen before. And so as we see customers going through this journey and this kind of change in mindset, we want to be right there with them, helping them with new tools, new management frameworks, really helping them actually, you know, move down a path of thinking of IT more like a service as opposed to trying to manage individual components. So they can start managing applications as a service and start assigning things like availability levels, security policies that travel around with these applications, they're going to have a much simpler and much more flexible environment. And so that, when it comes to VMware, that's our focus, is how can we help customers really realize that future.
Okay, so I have another question. Is there any truth to the rumor that VMware will lower pricing when Hyper-V R2 goes GA?
So at the end of the day, we kind of see Hyper-VR 2 as pretty much a non-event. Again, we see this as a technology that's been in the market for a long time. This is not something new. And at the end of the day, customers continue to choose VMware. People are still buying us. We're number one on Merrill Lynch's survey of vendors who are gaining IT share. We're seeing a great addition of new customers into our portfolio. So, for the last 6 months, we added 20,000 customers. And if you just do the basic math on that, given that we already have 95% of the Global 500, that means the vast majority of new customers joining VMware are small and medium businesses. So, the truth is, we solve a much broader range of problems. We help customers reduce their costs much further, and customers recognize that. And so we're confident that by having solutions that solve real problems and that's highly reliable, customers will continue to choose VMware.
On another note, people weren't completely happy with the licensing changes that came with vSphere. Is VMware still going to discontinue enterprise licensing at the end of the year? And how is Enterprise Plus adoption going?
So definitely any kind of change in licensing requires some explanation. So there has been a little bit of disruption, and obviously we've had to talk to customers about the changes. But the key things we were trying to accomplish were trying to help small businesses with Essentials, Essentials Plus get onto virtualization in a very different and easy way. But at the same time, put a lot of value into the platform, with tools that, frankly, we could have sold separately, things like fault tolerance, vShield zones, but chose to put those into the platform. And so that led to some reconfiguration of our packages. Now, our research said that people were going to naturally migrate either to our Enterprise Plus or to our Advanced based on the type of customer that they were. And that's the situation that we're monitoring. We're seeing, as people become more educated, we're definitely seeing a huge amount of interest in the distributed switch and other features of Enterprise Plus. But we're going to continue to monitor that. And if it turns out that a big share of customers want to continue to buy Enterprise and that's the right path for them, then we'll reevaluate whether that is the right decision to end the availability. But regardless, even if we end availability, we're going to continue to support Enterprise. It's going to be a supported product, and customers on that product will continue to get support from us throughout the life cycle of vSphere.
So upcoming next couple weeks, VMworld, what can we expect to see this year?
All I can say on that is wait and see. So it's can't let the cat out of the bag.
Dish, come on.
But we're excited, right? VMworld is always a huge time for us, and we're excited by all the people coming out. Hopefully we'll have some big announcements, and our partners will have some big announcements.
All right, but on the subject of VMworld, I have to ask, why Forrester?
I don't know.
We want to know who's responsible for that.
My area of responsibility.
How did such a progressive company go back to the 80s?
I wish I could answer that, but I don't know.
You don't know who else was in the running?
No, I don't, sorry.
John, I'm guessing you weren't part of the selection committee then.
I was not on the selection committee. No one asked me for my opinion. I cannot comment.
Perhaps next year they should do an employee vote, an employee poll on the internet.
Or maybe we should do a customer vote.
Exactly.
Watching the Twitter conversations once people knew it was Forrester was very interesting.
That's funny.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us today,
yeah,
John.
Absolutely. I appreciate the time. Thanks for having me, and I look forward to doing it again.